10 to 8, the world of falsehood, the mother of evil, and the sons of darkness. Then could he see the hidden heart of night, the labor of its dark unconsciousness, reveal the endless, terrible inane. A spiritless, blank infinity was there, a nature that denied the eternal truth in the vain, braggart freedom of its thought, hoped to abolish God and reign alone. There was no sovereign guest, no witness light. Unhelped, it would create its own bleak world. Its large blind eyes looked out on demon acts. Its deaf ears heard the untruth. Its dumb lips spoke. Its huge misguided fancy took vast shapes. Its mindless sentience quivered with fierce conceits, engendering a brute principle of life. Evil and pain begot a monstrous soul. The anarchs of the formless depths arose, great titan beings and demoniac powers, world egos racked with lust and thought and will, vast minds and lives without a spirit within. Impatient architects of Hera's house, leaders of the cosmic ignorance and unrest, and sponsors of sorrow and mortality, embodied the dark ideas of the abyss, a shadow substance into emptiness came. Dim forms were born in the unthinking void, and eddies met and made an adverse space in whose black folds being imagined hell. His eyes, piercing the triple-plated gloom, identified their sight with its blind stare. Accustomed to unnatural dark, they saw unreality made real and conscious night. A violent, fierce, and formidable world, an ancient womb of huge calamitous dreams, coiled like a lava in the obscurity that keeps it from the spear points of heaven's stars. It was the gate of a false infinite, an eternity of disastrous absolutes, an immense negation of spiritual things. All once a self luminous in this spirit sphere turned now into their own dark countries, being collapsed into a pointless void that yet was a zero, parent of the worlds, inconscient swelling up the cosmic mind, produced a universe from its lethal sleep. Bliss into black coma fallen, insensible, coiled back to itself, and God's eternal joy through a false poignant figure of grief and pain, still dolorously nailed upon a cross, fixed in the soil of a dumb, insentient world, where birth was a pang and death an agony, lest all too soon should change again to bliss. Thought sat, a priestess of perversity, on her black tripod of the triune snake, reading by opposite signs the eternal script, a sorceress reversing life's god frame. In darkling aisles with evil eyes for lamps, and fatal voices chanting from the apse, in strange infernal dim basilicas, intoning the magic of the unholy word, the ominous profound initiate performed the ritual of our mysteries. Their suffering was nature's daily food, alluring to the anguished heart and flesh, and torture was the formula of delight. Pain mimicked the celestial ecstasy. There, good, a faithless gardener of God, watered with virtue the world's supest tree, and careful of the outward word and act, engrafted his hypocrite blooms on native hill. All high things served their nether opposite. The forms of gods sustained a demon cult. Heaven's face became a mask and snare of hell. There in the heart of vain phenomenon, in an enormous action's writhen core, he saw a shape illimitable and vague, sitting on death, who swallows all things born. A chill fixed face with dire and motionless eyes, a dreadful trident in a shadowy hand, outstretched, she pierced all creatures with one fate. When nothing was, save matter without soul, and a spiritless hollow was the heart of time, then life first touched the insensible abyss, awaking that stark void to hope and grief. Her pallid beam smote the unfathomed night in which God hid himself from his own view. In all things he sought their slumbering mystic truth, the unspoken word that inspires unconscious forms. She groped in his deeps for an invisible law, fumbled in the dim subconscient for his mind, and strove to find a way for spirit to be. But from the night another answer came. A seed was in that nether matrix cast, a dumb, unprovoked husk of perverted truth, a cell of an insentient infinite. A monstrous bird prepared its cosmic form in nature's titan embryo, ignorance. Then in a fatal and stupendous hour, something that sprang from this dark inconscient sleep, unwillingly begotten by the mute void, lifted its ominous head against the stars, overshadowing earth with its huge body of doom. It chilled the heavens with the menace of a face, a nameless power, a shadowy will arose, immense and alien to our universe. In the inconceivable purpose none can gauge, a vast non-being robed itself with shape. The boundless nations of the unconscious depths covered eternity with nothingness. A seeking mind replaced the seeing soul. Life grew into a huge and hungry death. The spirit's bliss was changed to cosmic pain. Assuring God's self-cowed neutrality, a mighty opposition conquered space. A sovereign ruling falsehood, death and grief, it pressed its fierce hegemony on earth. Disharmonizing in the original style of the architecture of a fate's design, it falsified the primal cosmic will, and bound to struggle and dread vicissitudes the long, slow process of the patient power, implanting error in the stuff of things. It made an ignorance of the all-wise law. It baffled the sure touch of life's heat sense, kept dumb the intuitive guide in matter's sleep, deformed the insect's instinct and the brute's, disfigured man's thought-born humanity. a shadow fell across the simple ray. Obscured was the truth light in the cavern heart that burns unwitnessed in the altar crypt. Behind the still velaments of secrecy, companion in the Godhead of the shrine. Thus was the dire antagonist energy born, who mimes the eternal mother's mighty shape and mocks her luminous infinity with a grey distorted silhouette in the night. Arresting the passion of the climbing soul, she forced on life a slow and faltering pace. Her hands a deflecting and retarding weight is laid on the mystic evolution's curve. The tortuous line of a deceiving mind, the gods see not, and man is impotent. Oppressing the god's path within the soul, she forces back to the beast, the human form. Yet, in her formidable instinctive mind, she feels the one grow in the heart of time, and sees the immortal shine through the human mold. Alarm for her room, and full of fear and rage, she prowls around each light that gleams through the dark, casting its ray from the spirit's lonely tent, hoping to enter with fear still the tread, and in the cradle slay the divine child. Incalculable are her strength and views. Her touch is a fascination and a death. She kills her victim with his own delight. Even good, she makes a hook to drag to hell. For her, the world runs to its agony. Often the pilgrim on the eternal's road, ill-lit from clouds, by the pale moon of mind, or in devious byways, wandering alone, or lost in deserts where no path is seen, falls overpowered by a lion leap, a conquered captive under a dreadful pause. Intoxicated by a burning breath, an amorous groan of a destroying mouth, once a companion of the sacred fire, the mortal perishes to God and the light. An adversary governs heart and brain, a nature hostile to the mother force. The self of life yields up its instruments to titan and demoniac agencies that aggrandize art nature and disfrain. A cowled fifth columnist is now thought's guide. His subtle defeatist murmur slays the faith, and lodged in the breast or whispering from outside, a lying inspiration fell and dark, a new order substitutes for the divine. A silence falls upon the spirit's heights. From the veiled sanctuary, the god retires. Empty and cold is the chamber of the bride. The golden nimbus now is seen no more. No longer burns the white spiritual ray, and hushed forever is the secret voice. Then by the angel of the vigil tower, a name is struck from the recording book. A flame that sang in heaven sings quenched and mute, in ruin ends the epic of his soul. This is the tragedy of the inner death, when forfeited is the divine element, and only a mind and body live to die.